this, she's a beautiful, inspiring woman. And for her, she had stated her dream. What is it that she would love her life to be 12 months from now? So she knew what it wanted to be. It was all centered around working less, earning more, having more fun, greater impact, basically doing the things that her heart wanted her to do. Here's the problem. The problem is when I asked her, so how committed are you to making this happen? So not committed to me, not your family, not anybody else in the world, but how committed are you to yourself to making this happen? And I could tell, like I just could feel it within me. She wanted this. Her heart was calling her to get out of her comfort zone and create this life. And when I asked her the question, 10 being I'm fully committed, 1 being I'm not committed, she said, I'm an 8 or a 9 out of 10. So I asked her, well, why are you not a 10 out of 10? And what she said is very, very common. So what she said is, well, I don't want to say 10 because if I say 10 and I don't hit it or if I don't make it, I don't want to be disappointed. Or I don't know how to do it. Or I don't know if I'm even going to be able to do it. And that's a problem in itself, and I'll tell you why. Because when I ask it a different way, and usually what I'll do in this case, I reframed it, and I use an extreme example. So the extreme example is 12 months from now, if you don't take the action steps, if you don't do the things that your heart wants you to do, which means you're aligning your time and energy with the things that you say you want, then you're never going to be able to see the one that you love the most, ever again. Then I say, how committed are you to doing it? And she's like, I'm a 10 out of 10. I will do whatever it takes for me to do that. So why then would you not put that same love and attention into committing to yourself for yourself? And the reason behind this, and this is why I wanted to share this, because this is such a common challenge or obstacle that pops up, because really what it's rooted in is in a few things, but more so the subconscious belief that in the past, what likely has happened, she's gone for her dreams, she's gone for her aspirations, and in doing so, she felt like she got burned, or she felt like she failed, or she felt like she went on this path and it pulled her away from what her heart actually wanted, or what she felt like. She felt like it impacted her health, it impacted her relationship, she didn't get to spend as much time on herself. So there's this fear around giving herself what she wanted. If she goes and does that, she's not going to be able to have the time to enjoy with family, to have the energy for herself. She doesn't want to fail. She doesn't want to disappoint herself. So in that case, the desire to do it and the fear of, well, what if it doesn't work out? What if I can't achieve it? Or what if I try and I just burn myself out doing it? So here's the truth. So when you are going for your heart's desires, when you are living out of your comfort zone, there's always going to be fear. It's going to be present. It's going to be part of the journey. That being said, the fear of, well, I'm unworthy of my heart. If I ask for what I want, it's going to be too painful. Or if I do this, it's going to upset other people. Those types of things. Those are subconscious limiting beliefs. Those are fears that you created most likely early on in her life. And I know for her, it was a similar situation. It's very common. You go to ask for what you want, you don't get it. I'm going to stop asking for what I want. Or even worse, it hurts. So I'm not even going to admit to myself what I want. So that is such a common challenge when you're going to live the life that you love. The good news is you can rewire those. You can release those. So for her, the first step is being able to connect more with your heart, like truly admit what is it that you would love? What is it that she loves? She admitted it. Then getting into action, knowing that she's worthy and then trusting that it's going to happen. And here's the difference. So the difference is before when she was going to create the life that she loved, she was more so in that stage one of human development where your worth comes from the outside, where your fulfillment comes from the outside, where you're people pleasing, where success is the outer game. And oftentimes you have to push, you have to do, you have to drive. It's very yang energy. You have to do a lot of things. And because of that, she's climbed the corporate ladder. She's achieved a lot of outer success. But in doing so, there's created this disconnect where she doesn't feel as fulfilled. She doesn't have as much freedom. She doesn't feel like she's aligned and having as much impact and contribution that she would love. And this is where it gets fun, because now that she's in stage two is about your worth comes from within. Success comes from within. And really you're aligning your energy with the values of your heart. And when you're playing this game, yes, fear is still going to pop up, but you don't have to be creating from that have to place, that pushing, that very, very yang energy. Now it's more of a combination of both. You're actually admitting what you want. You're aligning your energy. You're taking those action steps forward. And when you're creating in stage two, it's not about pushing. It's not about killing yourself doing it. It's about creating the alignment, unfolding yourself to yourself. But you have to be willing to challenge yourself. And you have to be willing to not give up on your dreams. You have to have the courage to admit what you want. So if this is you, if you feel like you have an idea of what you want, or maybe you're not even sure, maybe you have some resistance around fully admitting what is it that you would love, one place that you can start is having a big enough why. Why is it important that you do this? Why is it important that you live the life that you love? And for her, it was important because she wants to live an amazing life. She doesn't want to, at the end of her life, be like, well, I lived a mediocre life. I want to live a life worth living. It would impact her family, her friends, all these other things. But really, she wants to live an awesome life. So for you, what is your why? Allow that to pull you up. And also know that, yes, the fear, the resistance will likely be there. So if this is something that you're ready, you can see the vision, or you want to move forward that vision from a more inspiring place, from that inner place, from that love to energy, that is my wheelhouse. I absolutely love helping people unfold their dream, their life, their heart's potential, what it is that they would love to do to themselves. And that is really specific to you and your journey. So if you're looking to take that next step, let me know. I have a few sessions that I'm opening up in the next couple weeks for a free So In Love With Your Life session. And this session is all about gaining clarity of where you would love to go. So the next 12 months, we'll kind of gain more clarity, hash that out, really hone in on that, admitting what you want. And then we'll get a sense as to where you are now. And I'll help you bridge that gap. And I'll be honest, like if I can help you, I'll help you. If I'm not that person, I'm gonna give you the tools or at least the next steps for you to move that forward so that you're in the right direction. And then from there, creating a strategy and a loving plan for you to move that forward. So if this is something that you're interested in, please reach out to me. I would love to learn more about you and your journey. So it could be through Andrea@AndreaParkerCoaching.com is my personal email. Feel free to reach out there, or I will attach a booking link and you can just jump on and register for your free session.